Welcome to Phoneboy Speaks, a short podcast about whatever mobile technology, social media, geek culture, information security, or general tech douchebaggery that happens to be on my mind. Roughly 100 years or so ago, the automobile was invented, but it took more than four decades, at least in the United States, before there was roads on which to drive them, right? Or should say that there was a mass network of roads on which to drive them. So if you wanted, you know, maybe within a local town or something, there were okay roads, but if you wanted to go from one part of the state to another, you may have been only on like a dirt road or something, and there was a number of people that attempted, convoys of cars that went from, one part of the country to the next, drove from, New York to California kind of thing. It took a very long time. There was a lot of parts of the country where you were driving over a dirt road, basically, because there was no paved road. And it took the auto industry a long time to convince they ended up having to go to the federal government because depending upon which state you were in, they may have gotten some support for it, but getting people to build roads was a difficult thing, and it was a big, long, expensive thing, and it's the kind of thing that governments do typically. So they had to sell the public on the fact that this was a public good, right? And so in the 1950s, they the interstate highway system sort of came into effect, and then they built the interstates from sea to shining sea, as it were. So it is possible now to drive and not be in 2 months like it used to take. It can take a couple of weeks maybe, depending upon how much you want to drive it at one sitting, but. It was possible before these roads. Of course, it just took a lot longer, and it was a lot more wear and tear in your car and that kind of stuff. So of course, it also sold more cars, right? It was kind of a self-serving thing, and it's no shock, I guess, because yes, they had these cars, but they were not, maybe not as prevalent other than getting within your town. I mean, yes, getting between places was a little more difficult. Now it's hard to imagine there not being these interstates or freeways or whatever you want to call them, and I'm sure in other parts of the world they went through similar things. They had to build roads. I mean, if you want to drive a car, you've got to have a road on which to drive it on. Otherwise, a car doesn't do you a whole lot of good. So that brings me to something that I see. I'm starting to see more of, I guess. There's been some concerns about the quality of the infrastructure in the United States, and that includes the roads, right? And I see it just driving around here, right? Like an Interstate 5, which goes from Canada to Mexico on the West Coast here. It goes through Washington, Oregon, and California, and so in Washington State and the Seattle area, there are some parts of I-5 that probably could use some work. Talk of the trust fund that helps fund the interstate highway system, which includes large chunks of the country as far as that, getting the money from that trust fund is maybe not doing so well, that they're not keeping it well funded, and there's concerns that they have gas taxes or whatever aren't enough to cover the needs that are in it. It's like, well, yeah, I mean, you build all these roads, you got to maintain them. I mean, there's no getting around that. And I know at least around Seattle, of course, they're doing a whole lot of construction and expanding the roads and stuff. And so the lack of repair is due to that, right? Is that there's a lot of temporary stuff that's kind of up. And so they're constantly changing stuff, but there's parts of it that I know that they're not doing that on right now, driving down the freeway at 60 plus miles an hour and hitting a pothole is not something that you want to do. So there's definitely some road repair issues that need to be addressed on that, at least around here. And I'm sure I know there's been talks of bridges collapsing and stuff like that in other parts of the state. I mean, we had a bridge on I-5 north of Seattle collapsed, and they had to like route around it. I don't know if they ever fixed it or not. I just remember it being a big deal when it happened. But and I know that there's been other places where similar things have happened. And so you know, clearly we've got an issue here in the United States. We go through this trouble building all the roads, but then don't get enough money to, or fund enough money to actually to keep them up to date. And let's be honest, right? This kind of infrastructure is not sexy, right? But it's the kind of thing that millions of people rely on every day. And when it's in disrepair, right? Or if it's, you know, that trickles down to us as citizens, right? As, you know, because you know, there's more wear and tear in our cars because the roads we're driving on aren't so fantastic. So there's a high cost that's borne by everybody when we don't pony up the money that we need to maintain the roads. Now, that's, you know, again, you can get into whether, you know, how much government should or shouldn't do, but my point is that's how we've set things up, as the government is supposed to, you know, to fund that, and we're supposed to fund it through taxes, and the money's not getting to the roads. It's not getting to the schools either, but I'm starting to go a little bit astray of what started this, which was the fact that there was a time when we didn't have roads to drive our cars on, that went from, one part of the country to the other, from one end to the other. And now that exists, and, you know, I guess we can thank those people who had a self-interest, of course, in selling more cars, which is really the thing that was behind it, I suppose. But again, it's kind of hard to imagine modern life in the United States anyway without an interstate highway system that allows that kind of mobility, I guess. And so but we're to that point now where, you know, maybe some of that stuff needs to get repaired. So I guess I went a little bit too far off of where this started from, but it one kind of led into the other. Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. Visit phoneboy.com/PS on the web for more information.